This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Ivory Lee. First name is Ivory, I-V-O-R-Y, last name is Lee, L-E-Lee, date of birth is 3-12-2016. This letter is being written to Dr. Marina Yam. First name is Marina, M-A-R-I-N-A. Last name is Yam, Y-A-M, Yam. Address 825 Pollard Road, P-O-L-L-A-R-D, Road, Suite 109, Los Gatos, L-O-S-G-A-T-O-S, California 95032. Telephone number 408-238-2992, fax number 408-238-2993. Dear Dr. Yam, Y-A-M-Yam, thank you for asking me to see this 7-year-old female in allergy consultation period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Ivory came to our office for possible allergy to peanuts and shellfish, period. Ivory had a reaction at age 4 after eating some peanut butter, which was manifested by itchy lips and some low-grade swelling along with facial redness, period. There was no history of any vomiting, diarrhea, wheezing, coughing, shortness of breath, or any tongue swelling, period. However, this happened very quickly and subsequently resolved, period. There was no medications were given, and there was no emergency room visit for this particular reaction, period. She had another reaction at age 5, which was somewhat milder, manifested by lip swelling and itchy eyes and some redness of face, period. There were no other symptoms, period. This child improved without any significant problems. There was no hospitalization or emergency room visit, period. At age 5, she had a reaction to crab, which happened rather quickly, manifested by rash around the face and lip swelling, period. There was no history of any vomiting, diarrhea, difficulty in breathing, or any throat tightness, period. There was no history of any emergency room visit or any medications given, period. Overall, she did well, period. New paragraph. As you know, she has had eczema since she was little and has dry skin with some plaques around her knees, ankles, and right index finger. Obviously, her eczema is pretty significant, and I would pretty significant. She has been using Aquaphor and hydrocortisone with some definite benefit, period. There is the history of minor wheezing in infancy, but for about 3 or 4 years she hasn't had any wheezing, coughing, or any asthma like symptoms, and no medications have been prescribed for this particular problem. Overall, she sleeps well and enjoys a normal life. Period. New paragraph. We obtained some RAS testing, and unfortunately, lab could not draw enough blood, and no seafood testing could be performed. I have recommended to mom that try to go back to the lab and get some more RAS testing done for seafoods, since she has had a definite reaction to crabs, period. Mom was quite agreeable to that. Her RAS testing results are as follows. Total IgE, number one, total IgE, 3,915, and this is very significantly elevated. Her peanut allergy testing reveals more than 100 to era 3 and era 6, and that would signify a possibility of a large reaction period. Certainly with these kind of numbers, I would recommend that complete peanut avoidance should be observed for a long time, till as such we can determine it is safe to introduce peanuts after doing some repeat rest testing period. New paragraph. Certainly, shellfish should be completely avoided till as such time we can do some lab work, because she does have a significant history, very rapid reaction to shellfish period. New paragraph, skin testing was attempted, but she was very apprehensive and could not be performed. And I believe we should give it a try sometimes in near future to see if this testing can be done, period. Till as such time, we will observe complete avoidance of a peanut and shellfish in her diet and give her EpiPen. Period. My final diagnosis, moderate atopic dermatitis. Number 2, minor history of asthma improved. Number 3, dry skin. Number 4, mild anaphylaxis to shellfish and peanuts. My treatment plan, number 1, completely avoid peanuts and shellfish. Number 2, must read labels on all the foods and make sure there are no peanuts or it's peanuts present in any food. Number 3, do not bring anything home with peanuts. Number 4, try not to bring any shellfish in home. Number 5, Benadryl can be used for minor reactions. Number 6, for major reaction, EpiPen should be injected and a second dose should be injected within 5 to 15 minutes. Number 9, family should call 911 or go to emergency room if there is a reaction. Number 9, go to YouTube and learn about EpiPen. Number 10, renew your EpiPen prescription every year. Number 12, number 11, make sure everybody in home and school knows about her peanut allergy. I gave her a lot of literature on peanut allergies and many other and different kind of foods to avoid, along with pamphlet of anaphylaxis and how and usage of EpiPen period. I told mom to give me a call anytime with any asthma or allergy related questions period. I have recommended I shall follow her maybe in 3 months or so and let you know if there are any new developments period. Overall, I believe she should do well, and I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well care period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Ivory Lee.